You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Readings by Diane with Diane.
Diane.
Live at readingsbydiane.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Readings by Diane
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. It's Diane Jarecki here at Readings by Diane. And you can find me. I'm sorry, having something in my throat here. Okay. You can find me on my website at readingsbydiane.com. Buy me a coffee at readingsbydiane.com. YouTube at readingsbydiane.com. So pretty much I'm at readingsbydiane.com everywhere, and now on Instagram as well. Only there I had to do at readingsbydiane 603 and put in my area code for New Hampshire, which has a lot of significance for me because I am originally from New Hampshire and it has always been our only area code. So it signifies us. And then 63 is the year I was born, and I am a life path 9. So there's like three layers of significance there. So it worked for me to do that. And I am just loving life today. I've been outside with the dogs most of today, still working to clean up after the storm that we had. We had so many trees come down, and we were out this weekend. And while we were out this weekend taking care of the ones that were already on the ground, we actually still had more coming. And I'm sorry, there's something like in my throat a little bit here. Hopefully it works out. And hello, Christy in Orangeburg in South Carolina.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, considering just a lot going on.
Okay. Well, and how can I help you with that today? What do you want to take a look at?
I am moving. My uncle is selling the house. So I have to be out this week. And life is just really just different. Like, it's, I don't know where to go. You know, I mean, I could stay with my ex-boyfriend for a little while, you know, to, I just don't know what's going to happen. I'm just like in a rut, I feel.
Okay, so you want to take a look at like the energy and outcome for this, for you finding a new place? What's going to happen?
Yes, ma'am. Please.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and see what the tarot has to say on that. I was debating between the Lenormand or the tarot, but we're going to go with tarot. That's what I'm feeling for this one. All right.
Yeah, I had a death in the family like 2 weeks ago, so that was hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. So it's just, I mean, you know, just so much going on, and I don't know what to do, like who to trust, like with family and stuff. I just don't know.
You know what, that can be really hard. And if that is having something to do with why you're having to move and everything as well, then, you know, there's definitely a lot to kind of be cautious of there. Yeah, families at times of deaths, man, it can be really rough. It's it's a shame that way, but it can be. So It's interesting because you asked about people to trust, and there's a lot of people cards that came up between the courts and the majors. We've got a lot of people cards. And so the first thing I'm seeing is I've got the Page of Coins and the King of Swords. And I am seeing this as there definitely being like a financial reason why the house is getting sold. Oh, he's kind of having to cut some losses, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ten of Swords, Nine of Coins. I do feel, so first off, the Ten of Swords to me, Ten of Swords would be a bad period ending, okay? So this is the end of this cycle of negativity for you.
Okay.
Because then the Nine of Coins, which I see as there being good coming in. Coins not necessarily always meaning money, but I do feel that there is some money coming your way as well as part of all of this.
Okay.
And then the Hanged Man and the Strength card. So I'm seeing a need for you to be patient and kind of wait this out, but know that you have the strength and the resilience to get through this. Okay? So, I mean, it's been a really tough time. It still sounds like it might be for a little bit, but there is better time coming. It's just going to take a little bit for it to get there because that Nine of Coins with the Hanged Man, you know, but it is showing me that you have the resources too. The Strength card can be about resources as well, not just not just the fortitude or whatever. And then that line ends in the Queen of Cups. So I do feel that there is a woman that you can turn to that will be very supportive. I mean, it can be a man just because it's the woman's court card. It can be a man who is very nurturing because they just carry that kind of energy. My stepson is a nurse and the Queen of Cups comes up for him a lot because he is very nurturing and has such a sweet heart, you know? So yeah, there is somebody in your family, either a man that fits that or a woman who definitely is supported, will support you and have your back through this. And then,
can I ask you one more? Go ahead.
Okay, because I was going to say, the Shadow cards, I've got the Knight of Batons and the Pope or Hierophant. And so that's showing that there's this movement at the Knight. We have the movement to the, you know, to being able to make things happen. Mm-hmm. And then the Pope or the Hierophant. So I feel like that's reaching out to other people helps to create that, you know, that movement in the wake of all of this trouble, that it's going to sort itself out, I feel, as to who you can and can't trust in the family and your surrounding, right, like your friends and everything too.
Okay. Can I ask you one more thing?
Sure.
I got injured like 2 years ago and my mediation's like in 2 weeks, maybe less than 2 weeks. But do you think that's going to go well? I mean, I really was down for a year and I'm still hurting. I went to the hospital I never had a primary doctor, which nobody would see me because I never was sick. I never was anything. And, And so it's just been a long, drawn out process, and finally it's coming to an end.
Okay. So for a little bit of a quicker insight on that, because we don't have a lot of time
left to do it.
No, that's okay. You're fine. Let me do the Lenormand on this real quick, because they shuffle a little faster and they read like kind of really quick and easy on this. So. And understand, all I can really do is look at the kind of like the energy around it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And whether or not it looks favorable for it, but it's not an absolute. There's so many factors. Okay. So the first thing, the sun and the mice. So the sun is like a very positive card, but the mice, they kind of eat at that and take away from it. But then that's followed by the clover. Sun and clover combined is really a very lucky card combination in the Lenormand. It's the two luck cards, the big luck and the little luck. So there's still luck left after the mice take away from the big luck, if that makes sense. All right.
Yeah.
So I would say that overall it looks favorable for you.
Okay.
Okay. If you are going for a settlement, the next two cards I have are the child and the anchor. So I would say that it may be smaller than you had hoped.
Mm-hmm.
But that if that is part of this, then there may be one. It's just going to be a little bit smaller than you had really hoped to have. Again, that luck got a little eaten away. They're going to fight this, but I do feel overall it is going to end up being favorable for you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, Christine, I'm sorry you're going through a lot of hard stuff right now. Just, you know, that strength card. All right. And don't be afraid to lean on your support systems of your friends and stuff outside of family. Okay.
Okay.
Family is not just blood. All right, well, Chris.
Thank you and blessings to you. I appreciate you.
Blessings to you too, honey. I will keep you in my prayers.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Thank you, everybody. And again, readings by Diane. That's how you can find me everywhere. All right. Have a beautiful day, everyone.